Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today, I'm talking with Lissy, Director of Events at Love at First Sign, talking about a unique dating experience blending cosmic data with real-time human connection. It's astrology, but a real life. And honestly, it feels like exactly what modern dating has been missing. Hello, Lissy.
Hi.
So can I ask, to begin with, is it Eastern and Western astrology?
Yeah, so it's Western and Chinese astrology. We've blended the two to give you a great look into you as a person, you know, multifacets as well. Because as we know with astrology, it's not always just one thing. There's lots of different elements to it.
Yeah. So let's get straight to this. Why do you think people are coming into the IRL events now? What is it? What's the difference?
Because truly, apps are terrifying. I spent a little bit of time in my singledom on, you know, a lot of mainstream apps. And way back then, which was nearly 5 years ago now, it was terrifying. You know, people were filtering their pictures. You could see that they, you know, you didn't know if they were who they said they were. And fast forward 5 years with AI and, you know, you've only got to go onto Netflix to hear about the Tinder swindler.
Yeah.
People are worried, you know, they don't know if they're talking to who they think they're talking to. Whereas in real life events, it means that they get to see who those humans are straight from the off. And, you know, my favorite thing is I'm a funny person about smells. So I could smell the person and see how clean they are and see if they've got gorgeous teeth that they have on their picture, you know, see if they really are 6'2". You know, so, yeah, it's been an interesting, it's been a real movement, I think, over the past few years. Also post-COVID, people don't want to be meeting on apps. They don't want to be looking at screens longer than they need to. They want that human-to-human connection.
It's interesting you should bring up Tinder swindler, because obviously I watched it and then I followed on what Elvis she's done. I have never been on an app. It's never been my thing. Doesn't mean it's right or wrong, but I, like yourself, I've always worried what's on that other side of it. But also, it's about discussing things. What do you have in common, you know? So really what you do at Love Signs, you actually set up what people can talk about to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely. We're giving people the opportunity to talk about something a little bit different. So, you know, it's so easy to fall into that same pattern of, oh, we live in the UK, the weather's rubbish. Oh, you know, the trains are cancelled. That standard thing, what do you do for a living? Whereas at our Love at First Sign events, we allow you to use the Cosmic Fusion app to give you a bit of a deep dive into that person that you're chatting to from the off. You know, you can find out if that person is adventurous or not. And actually, if you go up to someone and say, oh, you know, the app says that you're the adventurous type, and someone can go, oh, am I? And then it makes them think. And actually, then they normally come back with these wild and wonderful stories. And it's just not an adjective they ever would have used for themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's quite interesting. It's giving people a different way of maybe asking the questions that you've always wanted to ask on a first date as well. We've got like a spin the wheel icebreaker game within the app, and lots of people use it because it asks those little like niggly questions that can divide a room as well. Excellent at a dinner party, but things like, you know, would you date someone that's cheated before in the past? Every single person's got a different thing, a different way of looking at that, right?
Yes.
And I think it's very much dependent on who you are. I think it also depends on your astrological sign as well. That definitely, whether you're a forgiving person or not. And yeah, it's been interesting. It definitely like stirs up some commotion at events, and we love it. That's why we do it. You know, you're really getting people in and amongst it.
It's funny, one of the big things as a Chinese astrologer, and I work, and obviously I wrote Date, Love, Marry, Avoid, there's four animals that are, people can't help falling in love with them, right? They just can't. And if they've got a rabbit in their chart, if they've got a horse in their chart, if they've got a rooster in their chart, if they've got a rat in their chart. So And I know there's love signs for Western astrology, and I do work with Western astrology because one of my best friends is in Western astrology. I don't know it that well. But for me, if I was going along and someone said to me, oh, I'm a horse, I know immediately what I'm getting. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're getting a passion person, adventurous, all this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's that I could see is a very interesting point. So do people come in and say, oh, I'm a water dog and I'm an Aries?
Yeah, so we get a real mix at our events. We get some people that, you know, are diehard astrological. They don't do anything outside of what the stars have told them. You know, We get people that come in and go, I will not date a Taurus. You know, Tauruses are stubborn. You know, they'll say, I don't want to date a Capricorn. Blah, blah, blah. And what's really fascinating is you put those people with people that maybe are just dipping their toe in, or maybe it's not really up their street. However, they quite fancy meeting people that are in tune with something greater than ourselves, let's say. And it's fascinating to put them all together, because you can bet your bottom dollar 9 times out of 10, the people that have gone in and said, I won't date a Capricorn, I won't date a Taurus, or whatever it is that they say they won't do, that person will be the person that they gel with.
It's that naughty boy and naughty girl moment, isn't it? I shouldn't go. I always choose naughty boys. I can't help myself. If I'm given a nice one or date a nice one, I'm like, oh, okay. Just don't know how to be treated nice.
Well, I was in the playground.
I've grown up now. I won't date a naughty boy. I'll look though. It's you're going more for a personal experience in all of this.
100%. We're going for people to, like I said, they're going there to find love, but they're also going to come away with a bit of a greater understanding of themselves. And that's what we want to do. We want to give you more than just, oh, you might meet the love of your life. It gives you an understanding as to how you are, how you date as well. We have a lot of people that have gone, they've gone through the apps, hated the apps. They might have gone to some other in real life events, and it's just not quite been what they needed as a person. Mm-hmm. And then they've come to us and we've given them, you know, a one-on-one event where they get the time with the host, they get the time with the other daters, they also meet other individuals that are like-minded to them, and a lot of them come away and go, okay, well, I might not have met the love of my life this time, but I've made a friend who's as in tune with all of this as me, you know, or I understand something a little bit more about myself, I can say I'm adventurous now, you know. Yeah. it's that kind of thing, and where we're really seeing there's a lot of people that are then coming back, they're bringing their friends, because you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, it's caftans and gongs, and that's really not what it is. It's a playful way of enjoying, you know, the astrological side of things. And that there's been such, I mean, I'm sure you know, there's been such a movement of people coming forward, especially in the public eye, saying, yeah, law of attraction, astrology, all of that kind of thing. You know, they talk about feng shui. They're putting it in the public eye in front of people now, and people are going, oh my God, like, yeah. And we love that. I mean, for us, I sit there and I was like, told you all.
I think the other thing is, and you're absolutely right, by the way, because being a Chinese astrologer since 2004, my clients used to say, I'll have to find out if he's a dog. Oh, what's your date of birth? And then the guy that they were going out, or the girl they were going out with, they would be like, oh, you're one of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it all changed, I believe, in 2020, when we came back and we had to live in the quietness, we had to do it, we realized what we're missing, and we had more time to understand things. What's your thoughts on that?
I was exactly the same. That's what happened to me. I was forced to come home, and I was living at home. I'd been away traveling, came home, and you've suddenly got all that time with your thoughts, and you look for something bigger than, you know, the way than what's out there, I suppose. And I was looking for something to explain myself and tell me why I react the way that I do to things, and what separate, why I'm more similar, you know, to other people than the others. And that's when I really, really discovered my love of crystals, law of attraction, astrology, everything. Mm-hmm. And I think I do agree, COVID changed everything for people, you know, whether they like it or not. I know for a lot of people it was a very triggering time. However, it also allowed a lot of people to sort of look inward for a little bit and go, oh, okay, yeah, this is the kind of person I am, in between making banana bread, running for a day.
I know.
60 minutes outdoors, whatever it was that...
I know. There's other stories I could tell to that.
Yes.
We're just going to hand over to our sponsors. But when we come back, Lizzie will give us the knowledge on why people don't just want more matches. They want more meaning in it.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, so we're back with Lizzie. So my first question is, what actually happens at last love first sign? What happens when they get there?
So when they come to the event, we get them signed up using the Cosmic Fusion app. We give them complimentary premium access to the app for the evening, which means they can enjoy things like the tarot card function. They can use the compatibility function, which is probably our best used function of an evening. They get to bump their phones together and it will tell them their compatibility score out of 100.
Oh my God, I want to come to one of those. I want to bump my phone with somebody.
I know. Do you know what? It is amazing. Because what has been fascinating with it is I think everybody wants, they want 100%. I have done it with my partner and I'm marrying him this year, so I assume we're a good match, right?
Yeah.
Love him to pieces, God bless him. But we bumped our phones and I thought, we're going to be like 80-90%, surely. We're literally, I think we're about 63%.
Well, that's okay. You need the variety, don't you?
Do you know what that's what's so brilliant? We bumped our phones and then it gives you a little bit of information about each other. It is terrifyingly accurate. Like it's like someone has lived inside my home for a week and told me how me and Rob, operate.
Yeah.
What's great is even with that 63%, you don't think, oh, that's naff. Because actually, yeah, it's exactly that. You need your balance, how you balance each other out. Don't get me wrong, there are people that get 100%. We have had people at our events.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Yeah, and we have a few people that have actually got 100% and gelled so well that I've had my host text me and be like, I left them, they were having dinner. And you think, oh my God. And, you know, since then I've emailed them like, oh my God, are there wedding bells? Yeah, I'm waiting for my cosmic wedding invite. I'd like my hat. So within these events, you know, we're encouraging them to use the Cosmic Fusion app. But what we are encouraging them to do as well is to have a bit of phone downtime as well. Because, you know, a lot of people do want to meet in real life. And that does mean without a screen in front of you. Yeah. A lot of the time. So we also do things like optional speed dating. So if people do want that one-on-one, sit in front of each other for 4 minutes and have a chat, they can. And also we do some little like icebreaker games, things like quizzes and stuff to get people chatting and, you know, another way for them to connect, because not everybody connects in the same way. I can chat the back legs off of a donkey, but you put one of my friends in a situation like that. And I know for certain one of my best friends would just clam up. It's not her vibe. It's not her thing. She needs a little gentle nudge in life. And that's why we do that. We give them the option. If they would like to sit down in front of people, they can. They don't have to. You know, the app has plenty of features within it that allow people to have a play around, can play around with other people that they're not even romantically interested in and make friends.
So hold on, Rick. I'm coming to the event. I walk through the door. I've downloaded your app. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I walk in. There's hostess, host men, host women, show you what to do. Do you just then let people just walk around with their phones?
Yeah. So we let them have a little bit of a free mingle. Everybody within that space is part of the event so that you know that in theory, they're all single, mm-hmm. if they've been honest. And then the host is there to just sort of help keep them mingling, to identify if we've got someone that maybe needs a little bit of help moving into, you know, the group. What we do find with it is we run like little competitions, like, you know, if you get a high match, we put your name in a lucky dip, and at the end of the night, we'll pull for the most compatible person and we'll give out prizes. However, what we generally find is we say to them, oh, you know, use the compatibility. If you get 85% or over, let me know. And the first couple of times it happens, everyone gets excited. So they're all doing the compatibility. And then they just forget that the host is there, because then they're all gelling. And that's what's so great. We're allowing people to be exactly who they want to be. And it's been fab. I've gone to some of these events and there's people that, if you were walking past them in the street, you wouldn't think that they are crystal people or they're people that are interested in astrology. And there is one guy in particular that I saw at a Southampton event. Who this guy was, you know, he looked like a typical young man that, you know, was probably a finance bro. And he's come to this event and I thought, okay, what have we got here? What are we doing? Are you here to, you just don't know. This man whips out a tourmaline out of his pocket and he's like, no, I'm a crystal boy. And I thought, oh, they exist. So it's really, that's what's so great. It's, we're very inclusive and it's been fantastic to watch, because, you know, time and time again, as I'm sure you'll know, anyone goes, oh, I'll set up a singles event, it's super easy. However, we're trying to be really intentional with what we're doing, and we're trying to allow people the chance to really be who they want with no judgment whatsoever. But also where, you know, we're seeing a really vast audience, much faster than I've seen before previously, because we're offering more, we're giving them more of an evening. You know, it's not just one, this is the only way you're going to meet people this evening. We're giving them the option to be adults and pick how they would like to mingle as well.
So they can see each other across the room and go, oh yeah, I like him, yeah. Or I like her. And they can just walk across and say, can we just tap our phones together and see? And then that starts the conversation. Okay. So what happens if it's 10%?
10%, it doesn't matter. We encourage them to look at their, you know, their results. We get them to look and see what it says, why it's 10%. So, you know, if it's 10%, what is it about you, your traits that make you, what's the other 90%? What's the difference, you know? But it's fascinating. Like I said, you know, I think there's a lot of people, like, we've had two best friends, but we're best friends. We've been best friends since we were four, you know, those friends that are like best friends before they've come out of the womb.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's nothing that we don't know about each other. We're destined to be each other's best friends forever. And like the result comes out at 40%. And you see them, they're like, oh my God. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just showing. Yeah. And that's what's really cool. It's allowing people to not get hung up on the figure, but look at the data and see what their differences are. It's brilliant. It's so much fun, you know, and people are really, really enjoying it, which has been fantastic.
Been in here.
A variety of ages as well. We've seen a real plethora, which is really fun. I'm loving that as well.
So on your website, you've got all the different areas. Is it across the UK that you...
Yeah, we're up in Scotland as well. We are down in Wales, or to the side of Wales, depending on where you live. We're planning on in Q2, so in the spring, summer months, we've got a big new set of cities that we'll be delivering in, places like Leamington Spa. We're planning on coming to Sheffield as well. Plymouth is on my hit list because lots of people in Plymouth apparently are looking for something like this. So we're planning to sort of be everywhere, and also we will be in New York from April, which is really exciting.
Wow, New York.
Yeah, we've had you know, the USA is they're much more switched on to this kind of thing as well. Places like LA and New York, and you've got a real variety of people. So when they reached out to us, I can't say I was overly surprised. And, you know, again, we're all about the data. Love at first sight. We want to go where you want us as well. Absolutely. And we've had an overwhelming ask for it, so we thought, why not, let's go do it. And the world is really our oyster at this point, because astrology, it doesn't matter where you come from and what your background is or where you live. It's
so Lizzie, you'll be flying over to New York back and forth?
I sincerely hope so, because I really love Macy's. So
me too. So we're just going to hand over to our sponsors, and we'll be hearing more tips from Lizzie after the break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job. She was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy. But every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. There's one question I was going to ask you in the last sector. For anyone who's listening who feels really shy, because people do, don't they?
Mm.
How do you help people get over the past awkward small talk? I know we've talked about what goes on, but if they're really shy, is there a way that they can reach out to you before they come and talk about, you know, that they're shy, so you're aware they're coming in the door and things like that?
Yeah, so we have a customer services email, and we've also got our Facebook and Instagram. And actually, we do get messages, quite a few in advance of events, from people that have exactly that. They feel really shy. And our response is always something along the same lines of the fact that our hosts are there. They are there. That is their job for the evening, is to make sure that everyone feels included and feels safe and welcome in the space that they're in. So, you know, we also use that if they contact us, if they've got any, you know, needs, if they have anything that we need to be teed up for in advance, we are an open door policy, and we will help you as much as we possibly can to help you find connection on the evening. And it's been fantastic. You know, we had someone at a London event who was partially sighted. He let us know in advance, turned up to the venue, the host was prepped, ready, made sure that everything ran really smoothly for him. And we got an email the next day to say how much he loved it. And he didn't feel any different in at the event, which for me is, that's the win, right? You know?
Absolutely.
Which is fantastic, you know. And I think that lends itself quite, you know, well, because the event is so so fluid. There's so much change in it, and our hosts really tailor every event to the group that they have in front of them. So we give them all the tools to switch and change if they need to, which means that when we have instances like what happened in London, the host was prepped to be able to change the event to make sure that everyone received the same vibe, but just that everyone was included.
So my next question is, where, you know, what's the age group you work towards, and what sort of places do you hold your venues in?
So we are literally delivering across the board. We are delivering from people that are 21 all the way up to people in their 60s and 70s, which has been overwhelming, because there was always a risk when we said that we would add an app element into the event that you cut off some people that aren't as technologically minded as others. Yeah. However, I couldn't write it. Everybody wants it because it's something so very, very different. And that's fantastic. So, you know, you ask, we'll deliver. Absolutely. Yeah. We, with regards to sort of the venues, for us, we like to work with bars primarily that are in nice locations, in safe spaces. We always pick somewhere that's relatively close to public transport, because obviously safety before and after the event is really important to us. And again, we like to work with either like quite big brands that are well known, because again, it's familiar to people. They're already putting themselves in an uncomfortable spot. Let's not, you know, put them in a back alley bar in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Let's put them somewhere that feels good to them, that they can trust and they feel good in. So we're in a real variety of bars and some sort of like, you know, micro pubs and speakeasy-esque type spaces up and down the country. And it works really, really well. We have a great collaboration with places like The Alchemist, which obviously the clue is in the name. They've got the astrological cocktails that have come out this year. And then there's some lovely like brands like All Bar One, you know, and the Stonegate Group that are just, they're like household names. Our daters know what they're walking into already, you know. They're not going to be paying £21 for a pint or something. They know what they're getting, which is nice.
So we're coming to an end. I can't believe it's so quick. We haven't really gone deeply into astrology, but one of the things that I've thought about, you've mentioned that there is an app, and for people that can't actually get to the event straight away or want to get more, understand more about it, how does the app work?
So when they get on the app, they can download the Cosmic Fusion app from the App Store or the Google Play Store, wherever you would normally download your app. And then there are lots of free options within the app that you can play with day on day. And lots of our daters do that. They download it a few days in advance. You can pop all your information in, and it will still give you that, you know, that intimate insight into yourself without having to pay for anything.
Amazing, yeah.
You know, you can start to get used to how the app looks and things like that. You know, we do get some people that go, do you know what, sod it, like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the membership. But it's really, you can use it every day in your everyday life. And my favourite example is actually my partner. He thought I was a lunatic for all the astrology. You know, he will hands up say he used to take the mick out of me for it. He is eating his words now, knowing what I do for a living. But he downloaded the app to be my guinea pig for a lot of things. And the other day I walked in the room and I was like, what's that? You've got the Cosmic Fusion app open.
Excuse me?
And he literally said to me, oh yeah, I sometimes look at it just to like see what it thinks of me today. And I thought, oh my goodness, we've got a crew. Yeah. And I think that's it. It's kind of, you know, it's, you look at it and you think, oh, that explains why I feel the way I feel. Or, you know, it gives you sort of a mood rating for the day, which is really fun.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it, you know, like I said, I'm not saying it just because I'm part of the business. It does actually, it's like, you know, spot on the money 9 times out of 10, which is fantastic. And the idea is providing you've put in your correct details, correct date of birth, correct, you know, place of birth, all of that, it can't be wrong, because obviously the answers are written in the stars, as it goes.
Stars, isn't it? As a Chinese astrologer, I've met many people from business to private people, and they're all like, oh yeah, Chinese astrologer. And I'm like, yeah. So it's all up in the air, is it? You know, I goes, no, it's metaphysics. So it's a science behind it.
Mm.
And you tell me something, you tell me your date of birth, and I can tell you anything about you. Mm. And the fact that you've used that in an app, and it's been absolutely, you know, metaphysics, it is what it is. People will know what they're getting. Mm. And I think that astrology do help people to connect. So what I'm going to ask you before you go, so this is a funny one, right? But I know, because you know your stuff. How can people use astrology when they are dating without becoming too rigid about it?
I think, from what I have seen and what I use myself, astrology is there to guide you, but it doesn't have to be a blueprint to how you live your life and the decisions that you make. It's there to, you know, give you an insight, but again, it is very much that it's an insight, especially with dating. With dating, I always say to everybody, let people surprise you, because you genuinely don't know what people are going to do. However, I think what we're seeing, especially, is, like I said, that example of I would never date a Taurus. Well, let a Taurus prove you wrong, right? Yeah. So, you know, be playful with it and be open, because astrology is there to help you, but it is also, you know, that person may have other traits within them. And that's why, you know, we blend the two, the Chinese and the Western, because it does give you a little bit more of an insight, as opposed to just, this person is this sign and this is what they are.
Yeah.
Because there's so many layers to a person. So
my very last question. Right. So what is your top dating tip for anyone listening today? You can give a few. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think my great, it sounds really, really generic. You've got to be open-minded now, more so than ever. I think people are more, they know who they are more so than they've ever known. People are, they're coming, you know, like the astrology side of things, law of attraction, people are being more vocal about who they are, especially women, what they're bringing to the table. And I think you have to be very, very open-minded. When I look at sort of my dating history prior to my partner, I think I made snap decisions on such silly things. And really, if I'd given that person a bit more of a benefit of the doubt, or really, like, you know, given them a chance to maybe prove me wrong, things may have worked out different, or, you know, may not have ended in tears crying in a pillow. And I think that's it. You've got to be open-minded. But also with that also comes from a greater understanding of you. And I think a lot of anybody that sort of been in the dating game a while, I think you date better when you know what you're bringing to the table and what kind of human you are, so that you can be open-minded with that other person.
I think proof's in the pudding. You met Rob on Love at First Sign, didn't you? So it must work.
He's all right. He's okay.
Getting married this year.
I know. I feel like a real adult. It's terrifying. Terrifying and expensive.
Yeah, I believe that. So where can people find you? Where can they find Love Signs?
So you can find Love at First Sign literally by typing in Love at First Sign on Google or www.loveatfirstsign.co.uk. You can also find all of our events, all of the other things that make up part of the Cosmic Universe, at Cosmic Universe Official on Instagram. And then from there, you'll see everything else that we're up to, our YouTube channels and our Facebook and things that keep you up to date with everything else that we're doing.
Thanks, Lizzie. You've been amazing. A plethora of ideas you've given us. So if you're tired of swiping, although you can on this app, can't you? You're feeling stuck on dating loops, or you're simply ready to meet people in a more natural, meaningful way. Love at First Sign, something genuinely different. It's fun. It's real world connection, and it brings a little cosmic magic into the mix. Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.